resources that you will want to hear about that help you help your children overcome learning problems. Welcome back, everybody. This is Sharon Sarles, and we are focusing on helping you overcoming learning problems. Of course, it could be for yourself, but I assume mostly for your children. We've got victory to tell about, and we want to share it. So it all started, well, that's not true, it didn't all start, but the idea for the broadcast sort of started when my grandchildren had major problems. They already had problems when they came into this world, and then they were in a terrible automobile accident, and I left my city and went up to where they live and did what I could for them, and had to explain to my father why I was taking off of work, and had to explain to my pastor why I was leaving, and they were impressed enough. When I came back, my pastor said, "Can you really do that?" Because I had told them both. I could work all my life and never pay for the therapy that I can give them. There's no point in me working and saving for their college if they never learn to read. So my father acquiesced, and my pastor said, "Can you really do that?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Write a book." So that's what I'm going to tell you about today, is the book. And of course, I say it didn't start there entirely, because my family has always been academically oriented and has always had some learning problems. They would have been called learning disabilities, but we overcame them. So everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, but we are academically oriented, so it was very important for us to overcome what weaknesses we had in that area so we could achieve. Not everybody has to be a scholar, although some of us are called to, but we all have to overcome some things to live out our full potential in our world, reading. And some amount of learning is vital. Okay, so what about that book? That book I did. I wrote it and I called it, currently it is called, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Now that meant a lot in that group, but you don't have to be home educators necessarily to use the book, because all parents are home educators as long as they have children who live with them. And Great Shalom just means total well-being. But what it is a methodology book. But that's also something I have to... So what it is a soup to nuts guide, or in other words, a 360-degree aerial view. We see everything. We make it easy for you. For you to choose what methods you need to help your child given their particular problem. What I see so often in homeschooling is they just replicate the best of public school that they know. But every child is different, newsflash. And you want to help that child develop in all ways for their potential, and you want to address their particular weaknesses. You don't want to simply cover some limited curriculum. Reading, writing, arithmetic is fine, but there are other things you wish to teach your child. So, but not every parent can just sit down and consider all ramifications of human development, and certainly they don't know what resources there are, what methods there are. So this book, in short order, will help you go through that. Think about all the problems, all the potentials, that, and all the things you wish to teach your children. Sort that out and figure out what method might be best. For instance, if your child is just shooting ahead with, let's just pick on math, in the way that math is usually taught, which is 2D, which I slap your head, how could that be? Anyway, but if they're understanding math worksheets and they're going ahead, well, you know, you don't really have to worry about that. But if your kid is just looking at you and choosing math problems off that worksheet in random order and getting random answers, clearly you need some other method. Just drilling that method is not going to work. Why do more of what doesn't work? And since we know a method, and not just one, but certainly one I'm going to pick on that for 120 years has outperformed, and the children think it's play, a rod that's a meter long. And they hold it, and then you've got 10 rods in decimeter, so you've got a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, and a meter is 10 decimeters. And you play with that, you build it like stairs, and then you paint them blue and red, and then you see that 2 5s is the same length as 10, and you're playing. Okay, you're playing blocks. maybe it's puzzles to those kids, but it's in their senses. And so when you start talking about 2 5s is the same length as a 10, they get it, and they never forget it. So what that's called in education is manipulables. So it can be bread tags. You can lay out 1 bread tag, 2 bread tags, 3 bread tags, 4 bread tags, and you can put them in a particular order, and it's very clear what's even and what's odd, and then you can talk about even and odd. Or you could take 2 bread tags and 3 bread tags and group them together, and you've got 5 bread tags, and you've just taught math. Okay, addition. So you see what I'm saying? Those are just my favorite examples to show you that that's teaching math with manipulables. But if you have that kind of pictures for every portion of a child's development, then you'll know, A, what you want to teach, because you will have sorted that out. B, what methods might work. C, then you know where to go and find that, whether it's a curricula or, in this case, things. But you know then, if you want to know more about how to do that, you go and buy a slim, inexpensive volume called Montessori's Handbook. And you don't have to take everything, but you know how to teach math from that handbook and what few things you need to buy. That's a whole discussion, but that's just one example. Or maybe you are horrified that your kid doesn't know that the Civil War came before the Vietnam War, and so you want to know what is good curricula. Now, the book doesn't do a deep dive in the newest curricula. That's not possible, but there is some help there, so you know where to go, where to find it. Actually, just before I wrote that book, I had put up a website that was curated curricula. You can buy things online, but that's all history. At the time, people would just go to one vendor. And still today, I think that parents just tend to ask their friends and buy used curriculum from their friends. And while that's frugal, that doesn't begin to address any problems that your child has. It's not as strong a method or methodology as finding out what your child needs in general, not just in terms of narrow curricular choices, and then choosing the method and then choosing the curriculum. So learn at home for great shalom. Whether or not you understand that title, that's what the book is. And you can get it. You can go to the website, which now you can reach at greatshalom.org, or you can reach it at overcominglearningproblems.org, or you can go directly to the printer distributor, lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. This does not address in depth being dumped into homeschooling when you were used to schooling, okay? So I do have some episodes about that. So you can look, you can either sort through the episodes, or you can look for forthcoming in the store on the website, greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org, the website there. Okay, so if it's school you're dealing with, another great resource is my book, How to Win the Game of School. So I, for many years, taught at the freshman level in junior college and community college. And I had students who hadn't been successful, and I was trying to help them be successful in college. And so I would say, compared to homeschoolers or private schoolers, this would be about a junior high level for them, but it would be freshman college level for my junior college and community college students. And I became handout queen, and one of my mature students said, "Why don't you put that in a book?" Good idea. So I told my students, you need to do two things when you're in school. One is actually learn something, and the second one is how to win the game of school. You want to make good grades. And so this book is that, how to study and how to make the grades. All of my tricks and trades, usually good students do this as a matter of course. This is the way they are. This is the way their family are. And sometimes it's completely opaque, unknown to people who didn't come from that kind of family or don't have that kind of talents. But it's all laid out in an inexpensive book, How to Win the Game of School, also at lulu.com. Go there and pay them. You can get either a trade paperback or an ebook. In all these cases, they'll print it and send it to you. Also, I have another book that I wrote back in the same time frame, God Wants You Healed. And this is exposition of scripture straight out. I think that God told me to write this. By the way, I got the title before the other more famous people use that title, because you don't copyright titles. But anyway, if you need miraculous help, or just encouragement to slog through the growth and the healing. So there are miracles, there's healing, right? There's innovative education. We'll take it any way it comes. That's also at lulu.com. I have some other Bible study guides, turnkey study guides for moms. Also good for groups. So it's the Legacy Workbook, How to Leave a Legacy in Your Children, and How to Contend for Your Children. And this is Contend in Prayer. Okay, and then I have a little brochure, Prayers of Great Shalom for Your Children. So if you're interested in that, hallelujah. Okay, so then you can get God Wants You Healed for a lot more money if you go over to Amazon. Somebody's selling it used for a lot more than I'm selling it for on lulu.com. But anyway, okay, so following along with the academics, I'm going to really encourage you to buy English Spelling Patterns. So this I wrote as a reference book for my grandsons in the third grade and to keep forever. So again, a slim volume. English is crazy. It doesn't have rules, but it does have patterns, and nobody teaches that in public school. It wasn't taught when I was a kid. I just grokked them, you know. So I can look at a word and have a pretty good idea how it's pronounced. I can hear a word and have a pretty good idea how it's spelled, because that's my talent. But gosh, some people need those rules spelled out, and my daughter was one of those people. And I figured my grandsons would be too. So I compiled those patterns. It's a slim volume when it comes to being a trade paperback. But gosh, it helps. No longer wandering about in spelling class. Also, it's slap your head time. The public school spelling curriculum seems as chaotic as possibly could be. So I spent umpteen-jillion hours just memorizing spelling words with my daughter, and that didn't ever seem to help her. She didn't make good grades on the spelling tests, and she still doesn't know how to spell well. And that's, it's not good enough to say, well, a spell checker will get it. So it is very helpful to know how English is spelled. And here, with just a very few patterns, you have a lot socked away, a lot of understanding. Now, we might teach spelling in a more coherent way. I had a friend back when we were young mothers, and she just taught her kid by rhyming families. You know, once you know at, you know, cat, bat, rat, sat. Why we don't teach spelling that way, I have no idea. Anyway, and phonics is often thrown out. But the more dyslexic a person is, the more they need these spelling patterns. They need sort of rules. Why I never heard until my daughter was in Scottish Rite, when two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking, and that's why it's road and not raid, R-O-A-D, is road. So, English spelling patterns, make it easy on yourself. Now, that one is available over at Amazon. And, of course, you can find it on my website, or you can just go to Amazon, put in my name, Sharon Sarles, and you can see my books that are on Amazon currently, English Spelling Patterns. Turns out that my English as a Second Language advanced learner love it. They said, very valuable document. Okay. English Spelling Patterns. Yes, well, it's a very valuable document, and not just to highly educated executives and multinationals who are polishing their English. That, you know, when you're in that kind of context, you have to say, sorry, English is crazy. But it's not entirely crazy. We just adopted patterns and words from various languages. And then if you have some other needs, let me know about that. Then I've got some books that are more policy. And so The Government is Not a Village. That's available back at lulu.com. The Government is Not a Village. Clearly responding to Hillary Clinton's book in the 90s, It Takes a Village. Well, my conservative friends always retort, no, it takes two parents. Well, of course, it's helpful to have two parents. But we need to consider, when we do public policy for education, we do need to consider all our children and the problems that Clinton sort of brings up in an unordered fashion continue to be problems and are worse today. The statistics were all worse 10 years later. And so I think we don't have good answers, and I do suggest some answers. So I have a book that's much more orderly and addresses those societal problems having to do with education and suggest some way forward, completely different from what the original author and her cohort might think. Now, a book that is not mine I'm going to recommend, and that is William Jane's Religion and Education. It's a meta study, and it will give you abundant evidence that church affiliation is the single biggest predictor to academic performance. What? Yes. Even though that's not what you're taught in education department, it's not what you're taught in, well, except maybe in Professor Jane's university, and not what you're taught in sociology, but there's robust replicated scientific evidence for that. And even for individual students, controlling for income in the home and controlling for money spent on education, it's still religious affiliation. And even if you control for educational offerings, so they're all of these students going to public school, those who are church affiliated individually tend to outperform. Okay, so go buy that. You can probably get that wherever books are sold. And then that relates to my How to Start a Daycare / Preschool as a Mission. Your most important mission can pay for itself. So this is aimed at congregations, and I had to use the word daycare so that I would be in the Amazon search engine, because they use the word daycare. People in the early childhood industry would not use that word. We would say a licensed child care center. We would say a child development center, whatever. But Amazon says daycare. So the book is titled How to Start a Daycare / Preschool as a Mission. Your most important mission can pay for itself. And I've got some happy kids there. We might have to change that cover in today's environment. But anyway, if you have a congregation with a suitable building, then this book is a goldmine for you. So most congregations that are some of the older denominations have already got the idea that this is a good charitable mission. You know, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, the Anglicans, the Episcopalians, Southern Baptists, they know it's a good charitable mission, and they have denominational resources to help their newer churches involve themselves in that mission. But as more of the church market, so to speak, is independent, more pastors either overlook this important mission, or else they're conservative and say, our kids are taken care of. Well, bully for your kids. And not all of your kids are taken care of, but maybe many of them are. Well, then you've got expertise in your congregation and you need to reach out as a charitable mission. And it could be a church growth mission. But so many of them are worried about overcoming liability. And so I address that in the book. I understand that we have a strict regulatory environment, and there are some reasons for that. And I understand we have a litigious society. You can do it. If corporations can do it, if individuals can do it, you can do it. You just need some expertise, and there you have it. Now, if you want my personal expertise, go to orgstrat.net, and you can hire me. But the book is less expensive, and there's course and so forth. Now, that's not all the books I've written, but that's on Amazon.com. So that's not all the books I've written, but that's what relates to what we are doing today. And I recommend that you buy these for yourself, for your homeschooling spouse, for your friends. Because, as I say, all parents are home educators, regardless of whether they use school. And this year, ha ha ha! More, many, 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 if not most parents are discovering they're home educators and they never tended to be. In fact, some school districts around me have all of a sudden announced this week we're going back to online learning, which isn't working for many homes. So we have done some episodes about time management, and I recommend you find those. And we've done a series that's entitled When the Road to Reading Gets Rocky, but it addresses this first step that's difficult. I think it's daunting to educators how to teach reading, how to teach numeracy, how to teach some of the basic skills, and it's all there for you. Just go to overcominglearningproblems.org, go to the store, and get your audio download. I've made it easy, okay, even though it's profound and important. And I will encourage you this shopping season, whatever your stance is on the holidays, infuse godliness, love, Thanksgiving, and giving is always a good thing. So since most retailers depend for their survival on their sales, like maybe 75% of their profit comes in these few weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm going to very much encourage you in this year in 2020 to shop locally and small businesses. We know that the big boys like Walmart already are doing well. It is the small businesses, so many of whom are gone. And these are our incubators for the future economic health, and half of the workforce works there. And it's vital. So if you can find a small business, a retail brick and mortar first, and the small businesses online and personal, please shop there. Please don't award any more to the big boys who are creating needless fear, and it really amounts to economic warfare. So it's important for your future indirectly, but right now for your friends and neighbors' future, their survival, economic survival, because we don't want to be a prison planet. I'm going to quote Dave McIlvaney, or at least allude to Dave McIlvaney. The McIlvaney family has a financial service company. They have a wonderful podcast on geopolitical and monetary policy, I guess you'd call it. And his recent podcast talks about how they live in a small town where people know what's going on in that small town, and how so many of the retailers are hurting, not just hurting, but on the brink of no longer surviving, and how he, with his small company, didn't feel that they could have their usual Christmas banquet because of the restrictions, I assume, in that small town, and felt that what they could do to celebrate the year and the investment that those employees make in his business was to give them all gift coupons to local retailers, and particularly to the restaurants so they could all have takeout Christmas banquet, even if they couldn't do it together. And he talked about how important this is. So if Dave McElvaney can say so, then I can say so. Please, shop local. It's important where you spend your dollar. It's also important where you give your dollar. I give this away free. I've been giving this away free for something like 12 years. I'm investing in you and in the world's children. And I'm going to ask you to invest in this that's feeding you. Okay? Invest by shopping with me. Invest by giving if that's part of your culture. But I'm going to appeal to you even on the basis of logic. What you invest in is what pays you dividends. What you sow into is going to give you a harvest. A harvest is bigger than dividends, and that will take faith for harvest, but even dividends. So invest your time, invest your attention, invest your money in this broadcast, but obviously in your children. Yes. I was sitting around with a friend this week, and she was talking with all about her older friends who were all dismayed at their grown children. And we agreed, well, we need to invest in our children now, and we'll get payback, proper reward in the future. So to buy the book specifically, you can go directly to those booksellers, and to buy the audio products or the books, you can go to the website greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org. Either URL points to the same website, and PayPal will take your credit card if you don't have a PayPal account. And if you'd like to give money, you can give it on PayPal, or you can simply send it to me in a check. So my address is P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78613. This is no longer 501c3 in November 2020. We are not 501c3, but God is the one who gives increase, 30, 60, 100-fold. But I'm going to tell you that simply logic would suggest that if you invest in your child's education, your child is going to get a financial harvest in the future. You're going to get financial and reward in the future, and you're going to get an emotional reward right now. This is the most important investment of all. This is the most important investment of all, and all of your getting, get wisdom. For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. Overcominglearningproblems.org. And if you would like to contribute, you can go to that website and click through the PayPal logo. And you don't have to have a PayPal account. You can just use your credit card. Or if you'd like to send me a holiday greeting, wish me Merry Christmas, and tuck in a gift for this broadcast, you can use land mail at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. And so I wish you the best of giving thanks. Giving thanks is a wonderful thing. We talked about that. And this is the Thanksgiving weekend where I'm both recording and posting this. And I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, where we celebrate the gift of the Christ child. Gift of love to all the world. Amen.